You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
To begin, why has the government been intending to reverse the ban on oil and gas exploration?
They campaigned on that, the National Party and probably its support parties. They saw it as an unnecessary step, and they are talking about it a lot in terms of New Zealand's energy security, although the link is not a very direct one.
If these changes were to go through, would there be an increase in power production or stability?
Not much. The reason why there would not be much of a difference is the time lag required and the fact that gas is less and less of a feature in our electricity generation system. We are building more and more solar farms and wind farms for new generation. Gas is certainly useful in that it is on demand and fast start generation to deal with peak periods and dry winters and occasions when something goes wrong in the generation system as in other generation equipment. But obviously it's a fossil fuel and it results in greenhouse gas emissions. So the main problem is that there has been quite a lot of effort to make new discoveries in offshore and onshore petroleum, and none of them have produced any positive results for quite some years. Likewise, efforts to extend the production and to increase the production from existing fields have not been very successful. So it's a basic geological issue. I'm sure there is more oil and gas out there to be discovered and exploited, but we have not been finding it.
So do you believe that then the government is using this narrative of like an energy shortage to lobby for more gas exploration?
Yeah, the ministers have been working on a narrative that it was a mistake, the oil and gas ban was a mistake, and that is causing the present problem. In truth, that is not entirely accurate because we've known about difficulties with gas supply since 2018 at least. And the shortage of electricity has multiple causes, but one of the main causes is that companies do not have an incentive to build large amounts of generation capacity to meet shortfalls. So their interests are not aligned with sort of the national interest in providing what they call firming capacity to deal with the situations where there is a lot of demand in the winter.
So you mentioned earlier renewable energy. So why does then the government prioritise oil and gas over renewable energy, do you believe?
It is perfectly possible to provide for our electricity needs in New Zealand from renewables. We are fortunate in that respect. We have hydro, we have geothermal. There are a lot of countries out there that don't have either of those. We have very strong wind resources. Solar is very viable. So we have a lot of options, actually.
Do you feel then the reversal of oil and gas exploration can benefit international companies, or was this done out of necessity?
I don't think it was either particularly. Mm-hmm. Will it benefit international companies? Most of the companies, many of the companies involved in this work are international by the nature of the technical capabilities required and the ability to marshal the capital to invest in exploration, which is by its nature kind of high risk. So it's an open question how many international companies will actually be interested in coming to New Zealand once the legislation is passed to allow exploration permits to be granted.
And finally, what effect will these proposed changes have for New Zealand's environment?
To the environment, the oil and gas operations, especially offshore, always carry a certain amount of risk to the environment. Obviously, a lot of effort goes into avoiding that risk, reducing it. But the main issues are that it is going to produce greenhouse gases once the oil and gas is consumed.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.